Garden Fresh Welsh Rarebit, The Legend of Granny Mabel and Rufus the Rabbit, by Don Nicholas. Once upon a time, in the lush, green hills of Wales, there lived a mischievous rabbit named Rufus. Rufus was known far and wide for his love of adventure and his insatiable appetite for delicious treats. One day, while hopping through the countryside, Rufus stumbled upon a quaint cottage nestled in a cozy corner of the valley. Intrigued by the tantalizing aroma wafting from within, Rufus hopped closer to investigate. Inside the cottage, Rufus found an old Welsh grandmother, known affectionately as Granny Mabel, bustling about the kitchen. Granny Mabel was busy concocting a savory dish that would soon become a legend in the land, Welsh rarebit. "Ah, Rufus, my dear friend," Granny Mabel exclaimed, her eyes twinkling with delight. "Would you care to join me for a spot of lunch?" Rufus's ears perked up at the mention of food, and he eagerly nodded his furry head in agreement. Granny Mabel set to work, gathering the freshest ingredients from her garden. She plucked plump tomatoes, crisp lettuce leaves, and fragrant herbs, all bursting with vibrant colors and flavors. With a wink and a whisk, she began to craft her masterpiece. Ingredients: 4 slices of whole wheat sourdough bread, 2 cups grated sharp cheddar cheese, 1 tablespoon butter, 1 tablespoon all-purpose flour, 1 teaspoon Dijon mustard, 1/2 cup milk, salt and pepper to taste, garden fresh toppings, sliced tomatoes, lettuce leaves, chopped chives, thinly sliced red onions. Instructions: preheat your oven's broiler. In a saucepan over medium heat, melt the butter. Stir in the flour to form a paste, then gradually whisk in the milk until smooth. Add the grated cheese and Dijon mustard to the saucepan, stirring until the cheese is melted and the mixture is thick and creamy. Season with salt and pepper to taste. Toast the slices of sourdough bread until golden brown on both sides. Place the toasted bread slices on a baking sheet lined with parchment paper. Spread the cheesy mixture generously over each slice of bread. Place the baking sheet under the broiler and broil for 2 to 3 minutes, or until the cheese is bubbly and golden brown. Remove from the oven and top each Welsh rarebit with garden fresh toppings of your choice. Think sliced tomatoes, crisp lettuce leaves, chopped chives, and thinly sliced red onions. Serve your garden fresh Welsh rarebit hot and bubbly, alongside a pint of your favorite ale or a refreshing glass of lemonade. Pair it with a side of crispy potato wedges or a tangy coleslaw for the perfect pub-style lunch. And as you savor each mouthful, raise a toast to Rufus the Rabbit and Granny Mabel, the culinary pioneers who turned a humble dish into a legend. Cheers!